So again, we are up to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Hey. Pasuk Chaf Hey now begins to list, once again, the next 10 generations. We learned yesterday the first 10 generations, Adam through Noach, 3, 3, 3, and then 1. Noach was number 10, and Noach was subdivided into Shem, Ham, and Yafes. Then we had the handout where we went through the 70 children of Shem, Ham, and Yafes. And those 70 children, we learned yesterday, is from the world that comes the 70 nations of the world. It's hard for us really to understand this in modern times, because we have really no way of knowing how these 70 children of Shem, Ham, and Yafes spread out to the entire world. In the world today, the United Nations, how many nations are there? Does anyone know? That's it? Only 120? I thought there were a lot more than that. Okay. Of 12, okay, but there are seemingly a lot of nations today recognized in the modern world, but all of those really come, according to Chazal, can be subdivided into the, can be broken down, traced into the 70 nations. We also have taken into consideration Ashur, Melech Ashur, 150 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, where Melech Ashur came and was Mebalbel, he mixed and confused the entire world. Okay, that's another issue which has to be taken into consideration, but according to Chazal's literature, there are 70 nations. Now we've gone through Shem, Ham, and Yafes. Now we're going to jump down from the next 10 generations, Shem, Ham, and Yafes, and we're going to go to Avram, which is Avraham, better known to us as Avraham. So here, Shem, one of Shem's son was Arpachshad. He was Shem's, the son that we need to establish the link to take us down to all the way to Terach and to Avraham. So let's see Pasuk. We'll do the Rashi's after. Let's just try to do a couple more Pasuk and we'll come back and do some of the Rashi's later. So we have Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Shem, Arpachshad, and Sholach. Okay, so we have here these three names. Shem, Arpachshad, and Sholach. Pasik Chaf.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thanks. Shem, Arpachshad, and Sholach. Pasik Chaf, hey, Aver, Peleg. The next three in the series, Aver, Peleg, and Ru'u. And the next three is Sirug, Nochor, and Torach. Again, the same thing, you can say Chidushim, I don't know the significance, but the same, but it's not just 10 generations. The fact that the Pesukim are broken up, Ezra took the Pesukim, these names, and broke them up into three, there is something deeper, which I don't know the interpretation, that each three is a set. Each three is some, there is some lesson, some Musar, in the fact that it's broken up into three, 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 just like the 10 Makos are broken up into Datzach, Hadash, Biachav. Likewise, Shem, Arpachshad, Sholach is a set. Aver, Pelegru is a set. Sirug, Nochor, and Terach is a set. And then we come to Pasuk of Zayin, Avram, Hu Avraham. Avram, here the Ezra is telling us that really he started out as Avram, an ordinary person, the father of the nation of Aram. And then Hashem told him, Lech lecha mi'artzcha, mi'molatzcha, mi'beis avicha, al'aretz asha'areka, to make you into an Av Hamoin Goyim, into a nation, to a father of all the nations of the world. Okay, then let's go Pasuk of Ches, we run through a few psukim. B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yishmael. Who are these children? Yitzchak and Yishmael. In this chart we don't have mention, we don't have here any mention of Yishmael. We just have here Yitzchak. Now this is a very curious pasuk, because who was older? Yishmael was older than Avraham. So why here is he put? Yishmael was older than Avraham. Yitzchak. So Yishmael was older than Yitzchak. So why in this pasuk he put Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yishmael? Should be first Yishmael and then Yitzchak. So this is discussed. So one answer is that we're discussing the whole Sefer. This also is an insight into the purpose of Divrei Hayamim. We're trying to trace the lineage of David. And as far as we're concerned, the Iker is Yitzchak. We really don't care about Yishmael. We're just mentioning Yishmael, and we're mentioning all of these other nations, only Derech Agav. But our objective, our important objective is to come to David and to David's children, his descendants, going all the way down to Zerubbabel, which from Zerubbabel will be the Melech HaMashiach, which was meant to be the Melech HaMashiach in time of the Bayesheni. So that's why we first focus on Yitzchak and we ignore the age. Another approach given is that
by Yitzchak's sons, it does say Esau.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll discuss it there. It's said both ways. We'll come to that a little bit later on. Very good. That's correct. But at least let's focus on this point. Another approach is that we know that when Yaakov died, the pasuk says that they went to bury their father Yaakov when Yitzchak died. When Avraham died, and they went to bury their father Avraham, the pasuk puts Yitzchak first and then Yishmael. And Rashi there says Mulamit Sha'asa Tshuva, that even though Yishmael went off the derech, he went. Yitzchak or Yishmael was mitzachik. He wanted to kill. He was making leitzanus. He was from the Chazal tell us he wanted actually to kill, to accidentally kill, so to speak, Yitzchak. He was jealous of him because he realized he would be the heir to Avraham. So he was a trouble. He was a source of great trouble for Klal Yisrael. But
there's also evidence that he reconciled later with Avraham.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That it came time to bury
when
it.
Besides this,
okay, it could be other events that he reconciled. Could be so he did tshuva, and being that he did tshuva, that when it came to bury Avraham, he allowed his brother, his younger brother Yitzchak, to precede him. He recognized that Yitzchak was superior spiritually and was the heir, the spiritual heir to Avraham, and therefore he gave kedima. He did tshuva. He let him go forward. So here now, in hindsight, where we're looking back at history, we give Yishmael credit in that he allowed Yitzchak to go in front. We're looking at it from not from the moment in time when they were born, where we are reviewing history in hindsight. Hindsight is always 20/20. You're able to see things. The one that is the ikur, the chashuv, is Yitzchak, and even Yishmael did come to recognize. Just derech agav, they everything in the Torah is ma'is avos similar banim. Yishmael was a mitzachik. He tried to kill his brother Yitzchak, but Chazal tell us it's hard for us to imagine he did tshuva, and that means la'asilava in times of Mashiach ma'is avos similar banim. Although we know in our history how painful it is to recognize all of the death that Yishmael is responsible for, what they have done to Klal Yisrael, but there will come a time when Yishmael will do tshuva, and they'll come to recognize the chashivos, the importance, the legitimacy of Klal Yisrael, and will say to their brother Yitzchak, you go in front of us, you precede us. That day we are, it's hard for us to imagine today such a thing, but Maise Avois Simin Laban. This is what Chazal tell us.
I've said this before, that if there's one word to describe Shmuel, it's ambivalent. That's my...
Okay. Back and forth. Okay, let's go further. Now we come to, we're going to go through some sukkim, then we'll come back and do some of the Rashi's later. Eile told Osa. Now, after we've come to Avraham, we want to go through the generations, the children of Yishmael. Yishmael is the grandson of Avraham. So we want to get it out of the way. Before we come in, we describe the yichus of Yitzchak. So let's first focus on the children, the descendants of Yishmael. So here we have Bechor Yishmael Nevayos. Yishmael had, we're going to say, 12 children. Number one is Nevayos, V'Kedar, V'Ad Be'el, U'Mivsam. Notice that here, the pair, there are four people in this pair, just like we had before in the generations. Everything, there's no coincidence. The fact that there are groups, there are people that are grouped together in one pasuk is an indication that they were a team. They had a certain hashkafa, there was something that united them together, like we said before. So we don't put here five, we put four together. Nevayos, V'Kedar, V'Ad Be'el, U'Mivsam. Now, pasuk Glamid, Mishma, Viduma, Masa, Chadar, Visema. Here we have five. And then we put Yutur, Nofish, Vokedma, three. Four, five, and three. It's not a coincidence. These. If we were to study, I don't know if we have enough Ma'amar Chazal to gain insight into the nature of these people and what their hashkafa was. But obviously, they have something in common: the fact that they've been grouped together. Elohim b'nei Yishmael. So, bottom line: how many are there? There are 12 different children of Yishmael. Chazal tell us, Zelum Azeb Bara Elokim. There has to be parallels in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world to give man Bechira, and that constant Bechira is not just in choice, it's in the way the world, the blueprint of the world. And just like Yaakov would ultimately have 12 Shvatim, so too Yishmael was given, or in advance, was given his, so to speak, 12 Shvatim, was given his 12 chiefs, he was given his 12 children, and from them came the whole Arab world, I guess as we know it. I don't know if that's correct, it's accurate, but the children of Yishmael, these 12 are l'umas, in the terminology of Chazal, they correspond, they are a balance against the 12 children that Yaakov will ultimately have. We also find this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving the Umos HaOlam their share in advance. And what Klal Yisrael gets, the 70 nations, the 70 nefashos that we learned discuss yesterday, the 70 nefashos of Klal Yisrael is broken up in many different ways. There are 3 Avos, there are 12 Shvatim, there are 600,000 neshamos, but there's also a concept in Klal Yisrael of 70. Klal Yisrael is also rooted in 70 nefashos, and that is found when they entered Mitzrayim. They came down to Mitzrayim, all of the children of Yaakov were a total number of 70. What these numbers mean, I don't know exactly. 3, we have 12, 70, 600,000. Who also had the 70? That we learned, all of the children of Shem, Ham, and Yefes also had 70. A grand total of 70. From that came the 70 nations of the world. And that number 70 came way, way in advance. The Zelum Azev, the 70 of the world, came much, much before. How many years? Almost 1,000 years? Came much before the 70 nefashos of Klal Yisrael. It's also Ma'is Avos Simlo Banim, that reward comes to those who wait. That for Klal Yisrael, the reward, the schar, is not apparent. You work, you have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neman L'Shalim Sochar, the reward, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. The reward will come in the distant future. That is a pattern, and one of these also. That is a pattern, and one of these also. And that is a pattern that reappears over and over again. That yesterday, 70 nations, Shem, Ham, and Yefes, Mu'umas, the 70 children of Yaakov. How many years later? Almost 1,000 years later, whatever the numbers are. Today again, 12 children to Yishmael, Le'umas, the 12 children of Yaakov, but a few generations later. Okay, let's go further. Now, we come to the Eilu B'nei Yishmael, now we come to Uvnei Keturah, Pilegesh Avram. Now Avraham had another wife. Now, was she a wife or a Pilegesh? There's much discussion. Who is Keturah? So we know that some are of the opinion that it's Hagar. It's a difference of opinion. Is it not? Okay, different opinions. And here she's called the Pilegesh Avraham. Does that mean that she remained a Pilegesh, or she was originally a Pilegesh and then she turned into a wife? And it's just that the reason why we call her a Pilegesh is because there was a Tanai built into the marriage that children that come from this union will not be Yorshim of Avraham. So you'll be my wife, we'll have children, I'll give you a ksuba, you'll be a full-fledged wife, but you should know the children are not going to be the Yorshim. What?
Prenuptial,
yeah. Modern, yeah, absolutely. Modern day prenuptial. Such conditions existed. Uvnei Keturah Pilegesh Avraham, so Yolda. So we have here a total of 13. Let's see the number of 13, Yolda, and then we'll discuss something very interesting, Yolda. So now, Yolda, the Mepharshim point out that this is a very difficult pasuk. Normally, in Ksuvim, the Psukim, well, not necessarily, there's a different style. We discussed this, the difference in Ksuvim and Nevim. Ksuvim, the style is different, but it appears here that you need to add a word. Which word? Asher. Asher Yolda. So okay, that and it's self understood. That's how the writing. That's how it's written, at least in this pasuk. Pilegesh Avram. The end of Nehemiah was it varied. He had different sections, different styles, different sections of ksuvim. Even within one sefer itself, there's a very big variance of when you need to interpret the psukim with a lot of padding, and when you can read it very simply. But here it says Pilegesh Avraham, we shall interpret the pasuk as if it says Asher Yolada, she gave birth to, as Zimron, that's number one, V'yokshan, Umidon, Umidyon, V'yishvak, V'shuach, period. So that's a lot. That's how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, right away, 6 people mentioned one pasuk, and we're not even finished. And in the same pasuk, Uvnei Yokshan, we right away go to the next generation, Shiva Udedon. So we have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people listed in one pasuk that spans 2 generations from one of the from the Pilagesh. Then we go further. Uvnei Midyan, we have another next generation, but it's in different pasuk. Efa Vo'efer Vachanoch. Interesting that his name is called Chanoch. Chanoch was the 7th generation from Adam Harishon. We discussed this. And here we have another person called, I think in fact there are 4 Chanochs in Tanakh. If I'm not mistaken, I saw that somewhere. So we have here this Vachanoch, Va'avida. So he's a different Chanoch. Why was he called Chanoch? Because he also had we mentioned that the first Chanoch was the first one that got, it was taken away. Why was he called Chanoch? So we discussed it because he was the first one that had a formal education. So that we take for granted was a novelty and the 7th generation. Chanoch also, every time you say Chanoch, it should trigger, light up in your mind, number 7. Every 7 is Choviv, is precious. Chanukah, it's Chanukah Samizbech, but it's 8. So that right away triggers another whole drush of 7, that even though normally 7 is precious, sometimes 8 also is an extension of that concept. Vavida ve'elda, so he had Eifa ve'efer v'chanuch vavida ve'elda kol eile b'nei kitura. So if you count the numbers, a grand total of 13 children that were descendants of, that came from Ketura Pilegesh Avraham. Now there's a great difficulty in this pasuk. What? I think 30. Let me count one more time. Yolda Zimron, Yokshan 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7, 8.
Nine. Oops.
No, because we already counted Yokshan.
Oh, okay.
Right? 8. And then Midyan, we already counted. Right. So a total of 13. Now, here is the problem. I'm opening up a Chumash pasuk in Chumash Bereishis, Perek Chafei, pasuk Aleph. Same thing. The Eile Vayosef Avraham Vayikach Isha Ushma Keturah. That's right away something very interesting, that here in Chumash Bereishis it does not refer to as a Pilegesh. Okay, that's the whole thrill. That's really the theme. That's the theme of Sefer Divrei Hayamim. It's always to compare what it says here to what it says elsewhere in Chumash in Nevi'im. And to the contrast is coming to open up insights, ideas, and looking at things differently. What's the purpose? To bring out different yisodos. So as we mentioned over here, he calls her a pilegesh. No apologies, pilegesh. And we're going to see the Rashi a little bit later on, why what Rashi is alluding to this idea with the pilegesh. But over here in Chumash, it doesn't say, yeah?
When do we, the first time we see, is the pilegesh mentioned somewhere? Torah.
I don't know exactly. Yeah, I don't.
The term Pilegesh comes on the scene.
Maybe by Avraham. It could be Avraham is the first time, or maybe it could be Avraham. Avraham, he also got a Pilegesh by Avimelech.
They use the term Pilegesh.
That's later on. What?
Does it use the term?
Yes. The word Pilegesh is used in the Torah. Yes.
In the Navi, you have Pilegesh.
Okay, so Pilegesh, the woman, Chazal tell us there's no ksuba. There's no, it's a regular marriage, and what do you mean there's no ksuba? It means if I don't like you, you're out. A wife has a ksuba, means she has rights. She has rights. You just can't divorce a woman. You want to divorce her, it's going to cost a lot of money. And while you're married, you have an obligation to provide sherek susa. But that could even really be didn't part of the marriage. The main function of a ksuba is to add a security to the marriage, wife insurance. have these advertisements, wife insurance, buy jewelry for your wife, that's called wife insurance. They have on the buses and the trains. That's really what a ksuba is. It's wife insurance, it's security to the marriage. If a pilagesh, no guarantees. If she gets her husband angry, out. He just says to her, you're out, she's out, she doesn't get a penny to her name. There's nothing holding the husband back from not divorcing a pilagesh. A wife will have to think twice. Because if I divorce my wife, I'm going to have to pay a lot of money. That hurts. I can't afford to get divorced. Hurts. So you're not going to... Okay. So here we have in Chumash, Vayosef Avraham Vayikach Isha Ushma Keturah. Does not say anywhere here in this pasuk that she is a pilegesh. Okay? There's no mention whatsoever. Now, let's come to the next part. Let's let you the psukim. Vatele lo, this is very important, very interesting point. Vatele lo is Zimron, v'yes Yokshan, everything is identical. There are no spelling changes, not like yesterday. V'yes Midon, v'yes Midyon, v'yes Yishpok, v'yes Shuach. V'yokshan Yolad, v'yeshuva, v'yes Tadon, v'nei Didon, hayu, oh. But here we come to something that is different. Here, in there we have the children of Didon. Here in our Divrei Hayamim, if you look, we have Umidon, Umidyon. Then we describe the children of Yokshan, and then we skip over. We go from Yokshan, and we go to Midyon. We skip the guy in between. The guy in between Yokshan and Midyan has been passed over. But in Chumash, we don't skip him over. The Yokshan Yolad Esh Shevov Yes Didon. Yokshan gave birth to these two children. And then, Uvnei Didon. Didon, then we mention the children. Oh, no, this is the grandchildren. I'm sorry, the grandchildren. I made a mistake. No, that's not the one. Midyan. Midon is not mentioned. Midon doesn't have children, not here, not in Chumash. I'm sorry, but Yokshan's children are Shiva Udidon. In Chumash, we go to the grandchildren. Who are the grandchildren? The grandchildren of Neidon Hayu, three people. Ashurim, Uletushim, Uleumim. Three more children. So that will bring it to a grand total, not 13, but 16. 16 children came from Hagar, or we know as Keturah, 16. So why are these three not mentioned? So one answer is, nothing became of them. This is in hindsight. We're looking back in hindsight. In hindsight, at the time, there was great potential when this pasuk came, Chumash Bereishis is recording at the moment. At the time, we record what happened. Now, we run in hindsight, nothing became of them. We're not going to even bother to mention. Another popular answer is that these are not names. These are descriptions. At Ashurim, the children of the Don were Ashurim Uletushim Ulumim. You look in the Targum and Rashi. Let me read you the Targum. I do not know how to translate. I didn't get a chance to look up in the Jastro to look up these words. But the Yokshan Oyled as Shavavi as Don Vuvnei Don Hayu Lemashirion Vilish Chunin. Now he's not translating, he's not giving the names, because if it was a name, a proper name, he would just say the name the way it says it in the Torah. He's giving different words, which means these are descriptions. These mean something like merchants. I saw the translation, it means something like a merchant. Merchants, they were flames. They were like leaders of nations. I don't know what it means, a flame. A flame means something like a title of a nation that's very charismatic, very popular, very worked up. The three different titles, three different terms which describe they were world leaders. From these 13 children that Avraham had from B'nai Keturah, which one of these 13 children became leaders in the world? It was the descendants of Didon. Didon, and Didon came from Yokshan. Yokshan, that was one of the primary children, and then came Didon, and from Didon came these people who are described with three different terms. And indeed, Rashi, if you look here in Chumash, in Rashi in Pasuk Gimel, Rash Ashurim Uletushim Heim Rashi Umos. According, Rashi quotes both opinions. According to the similar interpretation, these are proper names. which would add the total from 13 to 16. And then he says, "V'targum shem unkelis ein li liyashvoy al loshon hamikra." Rashi sheperush lemishrin loshon machane. Lemishrin means a camp. They were camps. The imtaymar she'ena came ibnei ha'alef she'ena yisaidis harilanu tevel she'en b'roisham alef. So he's coming to argue with the Aleph, why it says Ashurim, that the Ashurim he does not like. The reason why you'll challenge that it's not a proper name is because of the Aleph, and it's not necessarily so. I'll show you other instances where you have an Aleph, it can be part of a proper name. Ulutushim Himbali Ohalim Hamispajim Nomads. Onav Allah Vinoisim Ish Bahali Apadma Vikhenu Aimer Vine Nindushim. And okay, so it's the different opinions. The point I want to make is if you learn that it's a descriptive term, Ashurim ule tushim ule umim, it's not names of people. It means there were people that dwelt in camps, people that dwelt in tents, and people that were leaders, ule umim. Then we understand why it's being left out here in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, because we're only listing here names. This is the short version. This is the cliff notes of Chamisha Chumshei Torah.
The Malbim says it's their professions.
The professions. There are different opinions. There are many, if you look at the Rishonim, Rashi is just quoting from the Unkelis. If you look at the Rishonim, everyone struggles to translate these three. Simply names. If it's names, you get a very big kasha, why in Divrei Hayamim, they are left out. If they're not names, they're descriptive titles, professions, describing the nature of their encampment, how they lived.
But they're written in the plural.
Right, okay. But okay, fine, that's part of the debate. So let's go further. So now we have over here. We have over here the 13 or 16 children of Keturah. Now I do not know the parallel. Is there any parallel? Is there any parallel to 13 and 16 in Chazal, in for Klal Yisrael? I do not know. You want to say the Shvatim are to one degree? What?
Zu
Yitzarta. Yeah.
Zu is 13.
Because we divide up Ephraim, we divide up... No?
12 Shvatim plus Levi.
Plus Levi. But how do you get 12? Because you divide up, if you're adding Levi. 13. So how do you get 13 if you're not including Levi? You have to take Yosef and divide them to Ephraim and Menashe. All right. Yeah, okay.
No, that's not what the explanation of that pasuk in Zu, 13 is the 12 tribes plus Levi. Plus, yes, Ephraim, Menashe, and Levi.
Right. If you're going to say, if you're not going to include Levi and you want to have 13, you have to take one of the Shvatim and break them up into two.
Yeah.
So we take Yosef, we divide them into Ephraim and Menashe.
That was the
regular. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't. Other than that, I don't know 13. What do you have 16? Is there anything, any kinds of 16 in the nation? So I do not know. But this is what it says here. You have another idea. There has to be some parallel to the B'nai somewhere, which is a mystery. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayoyle, now that we've got Yishmael out of the way, we mention his wives, and we mentioned Keturah. Now we go to Yitzchak. Vayoyle Avraham es Yitzchak. Now this is also a very difficult pasuk because we already said this. What's the repetition? This is a holy sefer. There's no need for repetition. We already said back in pasuk Chof Ches B'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yishmael.
Sarah doesn't get any mention. Any reason?
No. Why not? I don't know. Yitzchak. Maybe later. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But this is a difficulty. Why? When we go and we describe Ela.
Yeah.
We already said that he was Yoilet. B'nei Avraham, the children, Yitzchak v'Yishmael, which is equivalent to saying Vayolet Avraham es Yitzchak. Vayolet means he gave birth to, which is, means automatically that they are the children. It's repeated twice. Why is it repeated twice? Someone explained because he's the heir. He is the spiritual heir. We want to make that point very clearly, even though it's true that physically, in Pasuk, in the previous Pasuk of Ches, the physical, biological children was Yishmael and Yitzchak. But the one that's important for this Sefer, to Miyachis David, is Yitzchak. Vayoyle Avraham is Yitzchak.
The only 16 is Shisha Sarah,
16 Adon on the back. Where? On the back wall. In the west. For the west. Eight Krashim on the back wall, the west side of the Mishkan, there are 16 Adonim. Okay. Okay. So you have a 16, so maybe there is some significance. Could be. That's the Kais HaMaravi. That's today, Yom Yerushalayim, right? Today, Yom Yerushalayim. The Kaisel, what?
Say Kaddish today.
Kaddish for who?
Kaddish. Tachnun, I meant.
Tachnun. Shomer Yisrael. Shomer Sha'eris Yisrael. So, the okay, that's interesting, because those eight Krashen, that's the Kaisel. That's Kemat, the equivalent of the Kaisel HaMaravi. So here is one of the most important psukim probably in the whole 70 Divrei HaYamim, since anyway most people don't get past the first parak. So if you want something important to talk about, so this is possibly, you know, we took already 3 days to get here, but most people they go one day. Oh, what's Divrei HaYamim? This pasuk, Bnei Yitzchak Esav v'Yisrael, not Yaakov. What happened to Yaakov? In Chumash, he's called Yaakov. He's not called Yisrael. That exactly is the whole point. We mentioned this in the first day. That's the whole point of Sefer Divrei HaYamim. Ki sorisa im Elokim v'im anoshim v'atuchol. You have prevailed. It represents the success of Klal Yisrael. And the success that we are called Yisroel, we have succeeded. The Sefer is a Sefer of encouragement, of chizik to the people living at the time of the beginning of the Bayis Sheni to encourage them to proceed and build the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned Yisrael, not Yaakov. Okay, now let's do some of the Rashis. Now, by the way, one thing I'm telling you in advance, this is something very interesting. I know there's a little bit ahead, that when we're going to go later in this parak, when we're going to mention the Aluf, if you just look at the end of the parak, Pasuk Nun Dalet, we're going to mention all of the 11 princes. 11 is also a significant number. The 11 princes, Aluf Magdiel, Aluf Iram, Eile Alufei Edom. In Chumash, Parash Vayishlach, what is Eile Alufei Esav? So the commentators say, fascinating insight, is that Zelumazeh, there always has to be a balance. If we're going to call Yaakov Yisrael, we're going to call Esav Edom. So that's a very important change. It's not just a change, a selective change. There's a price to pay for the change. He's not just one person. Esau becomes the nation of Edom, who is someone that we have to deal with. Yisrael, it's an incredible idea that this is just like we prevail. Ki sorisa im Elokim v'im anoshim v'atuchol. So we've raised our stature, so the nisyonos get greater. We're no longer dealing and fighting. It's not just the Yaakov fighting against an individual, his brother Esau. It's now Klal Yisrael, the nation of Klal Yisrael, is dealing with a much more powerful nation called Edom. When Eretz Yisrael goes up, the world goes up, because there always has to be a balance. It's a very interesting idea. I'll just give you just a mushroom that came to my mind. I read an article about we all know in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very difficult situation where there are no Haredi parties that are included in the coalition of the government. So is that good? Is that bad? So they had an interview with one of the mayors, the Haredi mayors. So he said that. Chayit should be better now because, I mean, forget about this issue, is that the population of the religious has grown significantly over the last decade. And the numbers are, the religious, the people who are observant in Eretz Yisrael are growing much greater than their counterpart, those that are. So you should have more power and there should be less friction between the non-religious and the religious. So this mayor sits just the opposite. The more that we get, the stronger our numbers are, the more they feel threatened, and the more they fight back. They oppose. they come and they proposed laws and ideas and government to prevent the Haredim or the more observant Seven Klal Yisrael from gaining any control. So you think just the opposite. Whatever it is, but you understand the idea.
Stemming the demographic.
You would that they can't do. They can't change the numbers. But their opposition grows because the greater they feel they're threatened by the numbers. What?
Feel like they're
right. It's exactly the same thing. It's not this. This is the Metzius. You read over here. Yaakov goes to Yisrael. Yaakov goes to Yisrael. Guess what? Esav grows to Edom. Not an individual, a nation now is coming up. It's an amazing idea. Even here in Divrei Hayamim, and even Divrei Hayamim, which is all the success of Klal Yisrael, with success there's also a price. There's also a greater Nisayon. Okay, now let's do some of the Rashi before we go into Bnei Esav. We're not going to do all the Mitzudos in the Divrei Hayamim. But a lot of the Rashis are really delicious. So we'll do some of the Rashis that we. Some of the Rashi. Let's go back to the beginning. We did the first Rashi, the long Rashi. Let's start from Pasuk Dalet. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Okay, just run. Some of them are easy. Some of them have very interesting ideas. Noach Shemin Chom. Okay, Pasuk Rashi, Pasuk Dalet, Noach Shemin Chom. V'hoylo Lachsha B'nei Shem Yat. So Rashi here in Pasuk Dalet takes. No, we have Noach. Shame, Chom, the Yofes. Is that the correct order of birth? We know that the oldest was Yofes. So v'hoylo lachsha b'nei shame miyad. No, so before you get into that, Rashi points out that if you're going to give the order shame chom the Yofes, why didn't this pasuk hey start with where it left off with Yofes? V'hoylo lachsha b'nei shame miyad limsoy margolis to extract the pearl Avraham ad David. Umashlech hatofel and to cast away the psoilas. Umekatzer hayachas shelo v'toyves ol ikar. V'chein derech kol hayachas hazed divrei hayom v'chein besamach b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Shmuel. So Eile told also b'chol Yishmol nevoyos. V'yol Avraham es Yitzchak b'nei Yitzchak Esav v'Shmuel b'nei Esav alifas shemaskir tchilu liyachas hatofel v'achach ikar. So Rashi is basically answering it very quickly. Is the reason why is because we want to get rid of the psoilas. We're going, that's a style that is consistent throughout all the things that we're going to learn for the next 9 parakim. All of the next 9 parakim, we're going to pretty much, it's genealogy for 9 parakim straight, and that's the derech. We list first as the category, the ikur, shame, chom, and yefes. Oh, there's yefes and chom. Okay, let's get rid of them. Let me tell you about yefes and chom. We'll enumerate their names and cast it aside so we can return back to the Iker. The Iker, the Mashal, this is always a reoccurring theme in Rashi. Mashal, you have sand, buried in the sand is a pearl. You take the entire collection and you put it through a sieve and all the sand falls away. What are you left with? The pearl. So we pick up the entire collection, which includes the Iker, Shane, Chom and Yefes. You have the whole mixture, but the ikur, the reason why we're picking up this mixture is because of shame, and then we let the chum and the yefes fall out through the holes of the sieve, and we're left with shame. Because that's the theme. Next, Ashkenaz v'Difas. We mentioned the children of Yefes and Pasuk Vav, Gomer. We went through Yefes, Gomer, Magu, Modai, Vyav, Vyavon, and we went through Gomer, Ashkenaz. The Chumash Ksev, we read this Rashi when we did the Pasuk, Virifas. Here it calls him Vidifas with a Dalid. And here it says Virifas. The Chumash, it says Virifas. Shemetchilu hayu rafin. Originally they were soft. V'lo hayu miskabrim al Yisrael. They did not cause harm. V'lo b'soif nismalu doifi v'riua. But later this nation was filled with defect and with evil. And they caused Klal Yisrael great harm. Pasuk Zayin v'nei Yovan Elisha. So he's asking a question. In Pasuk Kei we mention Bnei Yefes, Gomer Umogog. And then we go in Pasuk Vav Uvnei Gomer, and Pasuk Zayin we skip to Yavon. What happened to Magog and Modai? How come we do not bother to mention the descendants of Magog and Modai? Umash shelo hisker Magog Modai lufi shelo hisker ela hayachas Aval b'nei Magog u'b'nei Madai lo hiskelu fi shloyatzu mihem rashi oivdei kachavim elo kol oivdei kachavim nikru al shem kitim v'dudonim. Dodonim. Nothing important came from them. Nothing important came from them, they are subsumed. The children of Magog and Madai, they're all going to be absorbed within the children of Yavon. So they have a brother. Yefes has Gomer, and he has a brother Yavon. And in between, there's two brothers called Magog and Madai. All of their children join their uncle. They all join their uncle of Yavon. Yavon was Kitim and Vido, Vidrodonim or Vidodonim. They all included in the descendants of Yavon, their uncle. Okay, Vidrodonim. We mentioned.
Cyprus has always been associated in some way with.
Interesting. Well, now they're forming a big partnership with Eretz Yisrael. Now they have the natural gas.
Cyprus or Crete?
Both. Cyprus and Crete.
Cyprus, I think. Well, I think it's Crete.
Crete is already Greece.
So. Yeah.
Okay. They're very, very so. Okay, we're fine. V'roidonim next. V'dodonim. In the Chumash it says V'dodonim. We learned this before very quickly. When the Shul sin, when Klal Yisrael are sinners, then Hashem punishes Klal Yisrael by having this nation, Yavon, the children of Yavon, rule over Klal Yisrael. So right away in this pasuk, because Merum is the godless of Yavon in 180 years, when Klal Yisrael is in charge, then they behave themselves, and then Rashi explains this in more detail. They appear to be our friends when we are doing the right thing in Hashem's eyes, and then b'shas hanasa, when it's good for them, and the end is they rule over us when we sin. So we have Nimrod. We learn Nimrod was a descendant. Nimrod was one of the children of Cham. Right, Cham, you have Cush, and from Cush comes Cham. Who hayu hechel yoskibur baaretz? Who hechel asas mulchamos gvuras baaretz? He was the first warrior. Okay, pasuk yudalf mitzrayim yoladas ludim. Mitzrayim is the second son of Cham. Shem Cham and Yefes. Cham had Mitzrayim, and from Mitzrayim came the Ludim, a whole set of children on the chart. Bibreishis Rabba, Amar Biyaba Barkano, Kol Moinikta Shel Mitzrayim Eina Ella Biyam. Now here's something, the Moinikta means what? We have a good translation of that word? The success? I think it means their success. What?
No, I don't remember now.
I think it means there's, right now we're loosely translated with success. Lodim. He's asking, why is there a Yud Men? This is very intriguing. If you look at it, if you have the chart from yesterday, if you don't have it, it's fine. All of the children of Mitzrayim, their end of their name have a Yud Mem. No one else has that. Okay, if you go look Yefes, I'll read you names: Gomer, Magog, Moda, Yavon, Tuvel, Neshach, Tiras. You go to Shein, Eila, Mashur, Arpachshad. Only the children of Cham. It's not the children. The second child of Cham has a son Mitzrayim. All of his children, their names end with the Yud Mem. Incredible! Like, ask someone. This is something if you don't pay attention.
He spoke a different language.
Ludim, Anomim, Lehovim, Naftuchim, Pasrusim, Katsluchim, Kaftarim, Pilishtim.
They developed a
sounds language. Like Binyamin,
and in their language, is a Yud Mem.
Binyamin, it's Binyamin with a nun, not the mem.
But his children also end with Yud Mem.
Yeah?
I think so.
Those 10 children?
Oh, yeah, that's it?
That's right.
Okay, but this is very interesting. Yerushalayim also ends with a Yud Mem. So he's saying, so Amar Abba Kol Bakana Kol Marigina Kol Mugnina Shel Mitzrayim Eina Ela Beis B'Yud Mem. He'll tell me what that word means. Let's see. Be'ela B'Yud Mem. Okay, so there are two yuds. Ludim lud means lude yam. Anomim anome yam. These are people who live in the sea. Lehavim, lehave yam, naftuchim, naftuche yam. All of these nations, their success, their environment, their association was with the sea. They traded, they traveled in the sea, they would dig for natural gas in the sea, they did all these different things in the sea. It's Yud Mem. All of the descendants of Mitzrayim all relate to the Yud Mem. And the Yud Mem is appended to refer to this idea.
I think the Ludim were supposed to be cannibals.
They ate up each other, but there's a Yud Mem. This is a very... Yud Mem, okay. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk Sim, Pasuk Seyam, Kasluchim, Kasluche Yam. Every keeps on explaining. Pishlutim, Pilishte Yam, Kaftarim, Kaftire Yam. Lefichach Kosav B'Shnei Yudin, Lidroi Shvachin Kulam. That's why there are two Yuds. There are two Yuds. I don't know what it means if there are two Yuds. Shvachin Kulam. But the basic idea is there always, every single child of Mitzrayim has a Yud Mem at the end. And none of the other 70 nations have this concept. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 descendants of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim itself has the Yud Mem. Uchanan Yolad. Then we go into Canaan. Canaan, how many children did Canaan have? If you look on the chart, if you have the chart, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Canaan had 11 sons. Yud Alephim, Uchanan, Imohem, Hare Yud Beis. So Canaan had 11 children, and when you add Canaan to the 11, it's a total of 12. The Siv Yatsev to establish Givulos Amim Lemispar Bnei Yisrael. So here's another parallel of 12. Another idea besides the 12 different children of Yishmael, Canaan, one of the sons of Chum, also had 12. Had also 12. He had 11 sons plus himself for a grand total of 12 Keneged Klal Yisrael. Next, Kolaymar Gvulos Amim Hemid Keneged Shifte Yisrael Shigam Him Yud Beis Keneged Shifte Yisrael. Hitziv Gvulos Amim Dugmos Yasher Hatzav To Levadon. The word Hitziv means to establish, as we find in this pasuk. Hatzav To Levadon. You have stood. You have established yourself to be all alone. Then we come to Peleg. Peleg was a son of Shem. We're now going to the children of Shem. So we have a new interpretation. Peleg doesn't only mean that the world was dispersed. Rashi here says, the Mefarish says that Peleg means that in his day people lived half of the lifespan of the previous generation. And Rashi gives example. Nischalku v'nismatu yimeim shel brios. They were dispersed and they were diminished, the days of the men. Shemetchilo hayu bnei adam chayim tes meyoshana v'yoyser. V'nischatsu bnei in the days of Arpachshad. In the days of Arpachshad was the first time when men went down from 900 to 400. Who was Arpachshad? He was the son of Shem. He was the third son of Shem. We went down from 900 to 400. The Eilach, Ladal Shan, the Umin Peleg, the Eilach, Nachamol, he went down from 400 to 200. Peleg, the Eilach, Nechtsu, Lemosayim, the Oysam, Dal Meos. All these children, Yoktan had a lot of children. Yoktan had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 children. Shoyu Makdin Asakov. He was Makdin, so he says that with Yoktan was a tzaddik. Yoktan, he was Makdin, he did not engage in business. He devoted himself to Koilel. He was in Koilel. In Koilel, you don't make a lot of money in Koilel. He was Makdin Asakov. Novi Godol Hoya Eiver. Then he goes and he mentions that Eiver, his father, was a great prophet. Fine, that's one idea. I will shemos achem lo ninu lidorish ki lo al pi navi nasan lohem shemos. The other names we do not know. The other names of all the children, we do not know the significance. The only thing that we know is Aver. Aver was another. So Rashi is very, very interesting. How do we know that we can dash the word Yoktan? Because who gave Yoktan his name? His father. His father was Aver. And we have a tradition that Aver was a very great prophet. If he was a great prophet, he foresaw that his son Yoktan would be a tzaddik and would be makdin his asakov. He would diminish his engagement in worldly affairs so that he can devote himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his father saw his talent in this this potential in his son, and that's why he called him Yochanan. But all the other names that were given by their fathers, they don't have that much significance, a little lesser significance, because their fathers were not prophets. Shem Arpachshad, that we started today, Arpachshad Shelach, Lamala Mona Bonav Shel Shem. Before, now we're returning back to what we did today, after we went through the children of Shem of Yefes, Chom, and Shem. Now we go back, and we go back to the next 10 generations leading to Avraham. L'ma'alam monam bonam shal Shem v'yata hischil shuv pa'am acheres v'bnei kvoidish shal Avraham. Now, once again, mishum kvoidoy of Avraham, we're going to trace the lineage of Avraham. We're going to, who is Avraham? He comes from Shem. And we're going to go through selective yichos, selective people. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelach, Aver, Yoktan, and then we come down a few more generations until we come to Avraham. Mashal Adam Shnaflo Margolis. Rashi keeps on repeating this mashal of the pearl that is lost in the sand. You set aside, you pick up the entire mixture because you want to retrieve the ikar, and we emphasize that by mentioning the ikar in the very beginning, and then we cast away all the psalas until we find the ikar. Pasuk of Zayin, Avram Hu Avraham. We finally get down to the 10th generation we call Avram, which is Avraham. Achshav now, Yiches Misham Ad Avraham, Umihu Ze Avram, Shenikro, who is this Avram? Shenikro, he is called Avram, Hashem changed his name. Kitu Pelegish Avram, so he is a very important Rashi. Kol Ginai Sheyochel Lesaper Bohem, whom is Saper, Misham Kvoidoy Shal Yitzchak, Shakulum Hoyu Bene Pelegish, Avul Hu Hoyu Ikova Adon Habayis. Unbelievable. This is, how do you say this in English? There's an expression. When you want to elevate someone else by degrading, you elevate one person
by addition by subtraction,
is what it's called? So that's exactly what we're doing over here. And the reason why we are degrading,
build someone else up and put someone else down.
The reason why here in this pasuk we're coming to degrade Keturah by calling her Pilegesh is only to enhance the dignity and by contrast, who is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is not the son of a Pilegesh. Yitzchak is, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they are the Ikeres Abayis, they come from Avraham, and Rivka down to Yaakov, called Gnai Sheyochel Lesabochem, whom is Saper? We're going to call a Pilegesh, a derogatory term. Because Yitzchak is not, is the Iker, Shekulim Hoyu B'nei Pelegesh, all of these descendants of B'nei Pelegesh, Aval Hu Hoyu Iker V'Odin Abayis. Lamed Gimel, Uvnei Midyon Eifa V'Eifer, Roshi Oivdei Koichom Azolos, Alkein Hamidu Chamisha Melachim, Luchol Uma Malka, Del Sides, Em V'Yasrekim V'Yasur V'Yaschur, Chameshes Malchim Midyon, the five Malchim Midyon. So here he mentions, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we have the children of Midyon, Eifa, Eifer, Chanoch, Avidah, V'El Da'ah, five different descendants of Midian, and from these five came five kings. Like it says in Chumash, Evi, these five turned into Evi, Rechem, Tzur, Chur. And what's the fifth one in the Pasuk? Evi, Rechem, Tzur, Chur. Remember the Pasuk?
Evi, Rechem, Tzur, Chur,
Reva.
Yeah. Amazing, can you know these fucking... So Rashi, this is a very interesting pasuk. These five
killed along with Bilam.
Who? He was killed along with Bilam, Reva?
The five kings.
They were killed, those five kings were killed. So it's fascinating that these he's saying those five kings in Chumash are traced back to Eifa, Efer, Chanoch, Avidah, Eldaah. You would never know. They're completely different names.
Right.
They have no shaychus. There's no etymology between the two. And yet he says, that's where they come from. Hey, Rashi, Oivdei Chomazolos, Alkein, Hamidu Chamisha Molochim, Gulchol, Malka, King. Tachsiv, Esrev, Yisrekim, Yisur, Yischur, Yisreva, Chameshas, Malchei, Midyan. Kolel, B'nei Keturah, all of these come from B'nei Keturah. So Midyan is a nation. It's very important to know that Midyan is a nation which comes from B'nei Keturah. It's not from Shem, Chum, and Yefes. It's a much later branch. It's their closer cousins. Midian is a cousin to Klal Yisrael. We come from Yishmol, and Yishmol is not from Yishmol. It comes from the B'nai Keturah. They come from, not from Yishmael, from the Bnei Keturah comes Midian, and Midian had five kings, and they come from the people of the Bnei Midian. Fine. Eile Bnei Keturah, Beshul, Kavoyde Shal Avraham. Why are we mentioning these? Kavoyde Shal Avraham. We mentioned yesterday, Kavoyde Shal Yitzchak. Now we have Kavoyde Shal Avraham. Bnei Yitzchak, Esav, Yisrael, Bnei Kavoyde Shal David, Omar, Yisrael, Vilo Yaakov. So Rashi is telling us, we're not going to say Yaakov, we want to give the more beautiful name, Yisrael, in honor, because we're using this to come all the way down to Yaakov Avin. Okay, so we're up to now Bnei Esav, Pasuk Lamed. Hey, we'll stop here, I'll pick this up tomorrow. All right.